WPFP, translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House is offering new details on Russia's aspirations to one day put nuclear weapons into space. It follows a push by the GOP House Intelligence Chair calling for the president to declassify the information for Congress. National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby today says there's no public threat.
Though Russia's pursuit of this particular capability is troubling, there is no immediate threat to anyone's safety. We are not talking about a weapon that can be used to attack human beings or cause physical destruction here on Earth.
After calling for displaced Palestinians to evacuate Nasser Hospital in Gaza, reports that Israeli forces have moved in, saying they're targeting Hamas operations there. There are also reports battles are intensifying with Hezbollah militants near Lebanon. A misconduct hearing in Atlanta today centering on the district attorney overseeing the Georgia racketeering election case against former President Trump. A judge will decide whether to disqualify her from the case. This is ABC News. Hospitals are facing a shortage of some generic drugs. Now the federal government wants to know if middlemen in the pharmaceutical supply chain are to blame. The FTC is launching a probe into some companies that buy and distribute most drugs that are sold to hospitals. The White House announcing a makeover for some of the nation's airports.
The $970 million in funds will help build new concourses and terminals, repair air traffic control towers, and increase baggage systems.
We've got airports of all sizes, projects of all kinds.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on ABC's Start Here, who also said the administration is scrutinizing Boeing after that incident last month where a door plug fell off a 737 MAX 9 mid-flight.
Frankly, I have concerns and the FAA has concerns about the safety culture at Boeing.
Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
Good news for baseball fans. Spring training now underway. Players are reporting to camps in Florida and Arizona this week. Opening day, March 28th. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Emergency health care in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and the surrounding area would get a $15 million boost from Madison under a new bill in the legislature. The owners of two hospitals and several clinics are closing them down. The money would pay to continue essential services until there's a permanent solution. Postal workers say they're feeling the effects of the labor shortage just like everyone else. Bryce Shanklin is a rural mail carrier. He says the Postal Service is even more essential the further out in the country you get.
Amazon truck, DHL, UPS, FedEx, they're all running in the city. If you get out rural, that falls on the post office.
The Postal Carriers Union says the lack of staffing is one of the main reasons for recent delays in mail delivery. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Spring training gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers pitchers and catchers reporting today for the start of spring training in Arizona. This will be the 26th year Milwaukee has held their spring training in Maryvale. NBA, the Bucks play the Grizzlies in Memphis. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Heat. Damian Lillard was asked why the team struggled with Doc Rivers' plan defensively against Miami.
I think it's just a mentality. You know, when he's challenging us like that in the huddle, it's the type of mentality that you go back on the court with. You can do that with communication. You know, you can talk yourself into a game, talk yourself into being in the right spots. But that was really it. You know, I thought on top of us not communicating as loud and as often as we should have and could have. You know, when shots weren't falling, we didn't have as much urgency. We weren't as physical. Certain things that we knew they wanted to do and that they did well, we didn't take away. You know, that was just how the game went.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We want.
I'm through with standing in line to clubs I'm never getting. It's like the bottom of the ninth and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in and a cake size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
Yeah, what you need.
A credit card that's got no limit and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been there, done that.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. My star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. Change my...
Jack, that's just wrong.
Well, I wonder what it's like to be a rainmaker. I wonder what it's like to know that I made the rain. Like to be a superhero. I wonder where I'd go if I could fly around downtown.
Separate the wheat from the chaff.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that
ketchup. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hey folks, it's time to get fired up. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale. It's on now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2024 firewood needs. From the camping wood to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616 or see Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court, thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've finally flipped to a February vibe, with the sparkle of the snow under partly sunny skies and a few flurries still flying around. That's thanks to the blustery winds blasting us out of the northwest, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, making it feel 10 degrees cooler. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM is perfect for thumb twiddling.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a time. Just my job 5 days a week.
gotta keep them separated. Separated. Hey, you gotta keep them separated. Separated. Separated.
Jack, you stole my damn corn muffin. We'll be right back.
103.1 Jack FM.
accepting calls, even from you, Frank. 866-930-JACK. FM's got to change into our good sweatpants for a Zoom call.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto Kids. Pepto Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've finally flipped to a February vibe, with the sparkle of the snow under partly sunny skies and a few flurries still flying around. That's thanks to the blustery winds blasting us out of the northwest, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, making it feel 10 degrees cooler. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
The best thing I've ever heard on
103.1
Jack FM is,
I love you.
On a long and lonesome highway, east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am, on the road again. There I am, up on the stage. Here I go, playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Well, you walk into a restaurant, strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches, is that a woman or a man? You always seem outnumbered, you don't dare make a stand. Here I am, on the road again. There I am, up on the stage. Here I go, playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles away. Every ounce of energy you try to give away, as the sweat pours out your body like the music that you play. Later in the evening, as you lie awake in bed, with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. Here I am, on the road again. There I am, up on the stage. Here I go,
FM has a circuitous way of getting right to the point. Wow.